All right, hold on. So ChatGPT will soon allow erotica for verified adults.
Yeah, ChatGPT, you getting this goddamn verbal pipe down. You're going to be like, how do I make orange juice? Also, how do I fuck this orange? Are we in?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we're in.
Holy
dude,
shit.
All right, we're in. Holy shit. What's even going on, dude?
The Dodgers won the World Series.
Fuck.
Go Doyers, Daylight Savings is here.
What? First of all, who told me that happened? All of a sudden, I woke up. I was like, why do I feel weird? Looked at my fucking kitchen clock. That bitch at 9:15. I was like, is it 9:15? No, it's 8:15. Someone text me when this is happening.
I love how electronics are still not caught up to date on that.
Do it.
Microwaves are like, who?
Yeah.
Microwaves have no idea what Daylight
Savings
is.
Microwaves know baked potatoes, and they know factor meals. Put it in. But they don't know
some of the buttons, like some of the shortcut buttons are so funny. It's like popcorn, steaks, baked potatoes.
If you're cooking a steak in there, have a button that says divorced.
What about the most random thing you ever cooked in the microwave is?
A baby.
Okay, well, this episode just got demonetized. A baby carrot. Yeah. We're back to monetizing.
Yes, we're back. We're back.
Dude, this will fire you up. I went to a restaurant. Guacamole? Just guess. Just like appetizer guacamole.
Gun. That's my guess.
I want to put it in my mouth. Just guess the price.
I mean, I'm going to guess high because...
Please.
$29.
20 bucks.
Fuck you.
Guacamole. And you know what? I could tell it's pre-made. I could tell that it
was... Oh, yeah. No, if you charge me 20 bucks, if you don't come to the fucking goddamn side of the table and you don't make that bitch, I need to see you fucking mash it in front of me at $20. Are you kidding me?
$20 is crazy. I would rather they say market price
yep.
and then convince me and be like, well, you know, avocados are booming right now.
Oh, like, it's all a facade, man.
Market price.
But I'm saying, avocados are a lot. Someone sit down and explain to me. Just tell me Black Rock and then walk away.
Here's my craziest take in my head. Avocados aren't even good.
You might have to leave the podcast.
But you have to add so much to it.
Oh, okay. Now we're cooking. Like, go ahead.
It's not the avocado that's expensive.
Yes.
It's the shit you're putting in it.
Yeah. Truffle oil?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting truffle oils or you're getting Santa Fe chilies that you're putting in it.
Yeah, dude. The fact that salt and pepper isn't $1 billion, salt and pepper is the glue that makes food work. And you could buy salt for $4.
Do you think salt and pepper is like the spit for food? Walk with me here.
I'm hand in hand, daddy. Let's go.
But do you think, you know, it's like sometimes she's kind of lubed up, but you're like, let me get a little. Pff.
Are you
salt and pepper in them?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, spit. Spit your salt and pepper in the pussy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're making it edible. You know, when you lick pussy, sometimes it tastes like upside down batteries and then you keep licking it and it stops. Why is that?
Because it's on your mouth now.
Oh, you licked it off.
A jawbreaker. You got through that layer.
Oh, you just licked it
you
off.
You showered her.
Oh, shit. Okay. This is good. So guacamole, 20 bucks.
$20.
That can't even be real.
I left. But what are you going to do? Like, it's comically funny.
Dude, I ordered a coffee 4 days ago. It was $9.
It's getting up there.
I almost turned to my girlfriend and said, Venmo me. $9. Sir!
Like, you knew the economy was in the shitter when we were complaining about gas prices.
Yep.
But now it's like base. L.A. Latte starts at $7, and they know, and this is where they fucking...
I love this.
This is where they get you.
Okay.
They go, and what type of milk do you want? But they don't tell you, they don't Chipotle and say, hey, what type of milk do you want? Keep in mind, there's going to be extra.
Oh.
Oat milk out the gate, $1 extra. Since when the fuck do we give a fuck about oatmeal? If you see somebody eating oatmeal on the street, you're like, you're poor. But if you put oat milk in your latte, you're rich?
Is oat milk from oats? Walk with me. I'm serious. What the fuck is oat milk?
It's literally the juices of an oat.
So they
milk an oat.
So they take oat and they put it in water.
It's oats are like the cheapest thing you can buy. Dude, you can buy like an Oregon Trail sack of oats for maybe $7.
If you're eating oats, you don't have a family, you're an orphan, and you have a walking stick with one leg. What's that guy's name? Tiny Tim? You're that motherfucker.
Who's Tiny Tim?
Who cares?
He's probably selling tickets. Dude, what sells tickets anymore? Like, dude, just...
My name left!
just being funny doesn't cut it anymore. You got to have a thing. I'm going out there and I'm Nickelodeon Gak in the audience. I'm going to be called the Gak Master.
But you know what's...
You know what opens for me? Girth Master.
You know what's funny? Is it's our fault.
Of course.
It's not completely our fault, but it's partly our fault. Because we have clips where my man has no vision, and it does a lot of views.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is, oh, I brought a baby dragon.
And I heard you on the phone with your agent today. You said, if anybody is deaf or visually impaired, put him in the front.
100%. 100%. And half of them didn't even hear it.
Or see it.
Dude, I mean, you know what's actually funny is... I had a conversation with my agent, and it wasn't too far off from that.
What are you talking about?
I swear to God.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, he
was
joking, but he was like...
Are you planting people in the crowd?
No, he was joking, but he was like, okay, so we got to bring wheelchair people in and people with, like, defects. And I go, yeah, bring me the broken toys!
Oh, well, venues kind of do that, which is nice and
good. Yeah.
Pre-crowd work, they had the best seat in the house because
they always
like,
have a good seat.
They do. And they always have a good car.
Not one person's going to laugh.
No, I just...
Fucking libtards.
Holy shit.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I forgot. But same. The venue's always so nice, and they're like, let's have some seats that are reserved
right.
for the handicap and you know, those ADA.
Yeah, ADA.
What does that stand for?
All Deaf Athletics.
Assembly? Assembly? But like, so they always have the best seats, and then crowd work comes around.
Yep.
And you know, I have a bit where I talk about like somebody being blind at this ATM, and it's like, if there is somebody who's vision impaired, every time at the show they're like, oh, and I go, oh, time to cook.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing: there was one clip I had in. It was actually in Toronto, where the woman in the wheelchair was in the front. And there was an hour before the show, one of the dudes that worked there, stagehands, whatever, comes back into the room and goes, hey, there's a woman in a wheelchair. She wants you to roast her.
Oh, I've had that a lot, too.
Yeah, and the dude just walked out of the room. I go, what the fuck is happening? And then I was 20 minutes from my set and then saw her, and I was like, all right, you about to get this flamethrower, bitch?
Yeah, put it in reverse, Terry.
Yeah.
It's a meme.
Thing.
But those are the people who I think have the best sense of humor.
They do.
They've also heard everything.
They also, honestly, bro, like if I'm all funny for
unless
a second.
Unless you're deaf.
Correct.
Now we just aren't doing laughter. Are you deaf? No. But go ahead.
But I think it is, they get treated like Fabergé eggs their whole life. Like no one really talks to them. It was like, and what do you, like they talk to them like not real people.
Yeah.
And when they get fucking roasted, it's like, thank God. Someone's finally fucking talking to me.
Right.
Like how a normal person gets talked to. Mm-hmm. And I think like, I'm not saying we're doing the Lord's work, but I think in some capacity, like that's why that woman was like, bro, roast me. Like I want to feel like a person.
That's kind of become the star of the show.
Yeah, that's it.
Every time they're like, I had this interaction, and I've talked about it before on here, where there's this lady, Sandy was 82 at the show.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I was like, on stage, I was like, Sandy, I got to meet you. You seem like such a sweetheart. You got to come to the meet and greet after. I want to say hello. And she said in the lobby, people were like, yo, Sandy, Sandy. So the same thing is like, if you're roasting somebody but they're having fun and they're laughing along with it, dude, they're like, it's such a unique show to them.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
And they also, it's like, I don't know, it's just a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a recent clip of a blind dude, and his name was Ray. And Ray, like...
I mean, crazy name.
Dude, yeah. I mean, sorry, I commented. I mean, you can't. I mean,
yeah.
I go, what is your last name? Charles. We get the joke.
That's yeah.
Yeah, but... what's my point? Oh, in the comments, dude, people are like, I know Ray. He lives in my town. He's fucking awesome. Like, there was a whole, like, let's go Ray fucking section in the comments. He didn't see any of it. But my point is like, it's like, you know, they were all for Ray. And, dude, I swear to God, I don't, like, rewatch my clips. I'm not a fucking megalomaniac. But I watched it a couple times. Like, I love this dude, man.
He was
legit funny. And he was like... having just a fucking blast, man. Like, just a blast. And I just love that because I said to my dad, I was talking about this clip, and I'm like, dude, if that was me, I don't know if I could, I don't know if I would find that happiness, honestly.
Goddamn.
Michael Blaustein is going to be yelling about feet where I would tell you. Guys, November 20th, Fort Lauderdale. Tickets are crazy low, all right? November 21st, I'm going to be in Tampa. We already sold one show, second sold low tickets. November 22nd, Orlando, sold out. I love you. November 23rd, Jacksonville, my hometown. Go get tickets before you cannot. Minneapolis, December 3rd, we added a freaking show. December 3rd is the added show. Go get tickets. December 4th, Minneapolis, sold out. I love you. December 5th, Madison, Wisconsin. December 6th, we added a show, Chicago. December 19th through the 20th, I'll be in Stamford, Connecticut. And a big announcement, this Friday, 2026 tour is going to be up this frickin' Friday. So go get notified. They're going up. Go get tickets. I'll tell you when. Up on Friday. I love you. BlaustComedy.com, BlaustComedy.com.
Trevor Wallace Comedy. I'm running to a city near you. Everybody who came out to New York, the Beacon, thank you so much. December 6th, Salt Lake City, low tickets. December 7th, I'm going to be in Boise, Idaho. First show sold out, second show added. Go get those tickets. Dayton, Ohio, the shows were moved to December 12th through the 14th, the ones from previously in November, so go get those. And if you had tickets to the first ones, I'll still see you there, Dayton, Ohio, December 12th through the 14th. Then we're going to rattle off a bunch of cities. If you hear your city, please go to trevorwallace.com. Nashville, Louisville, Cleveland, Los Angeles, Ventura County, my hometown, actual. San Luis Obispo, Bakersfield, Fresno, Oakland, Sacramento, Reno, Austin, Dallas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and a bunch of others. Go to trevorwallace.com for tickets. Man, if there's one thing about me, I'm trying to, you know, I want to up my fashion a little bit, but sometimes it's not even about the clothes.
Yes!
Like an accessory. And I like a watch, but like some of them is like too much, and it's clunky getting stuff out of your pockets. I'm thinking I'm about getting a necklace, and I'm pissed I didn't bring it today, but I just got this new necklace by GLD.
Uh-huh.
Shit's clean.
Buddy, I got a freaking bracelet. Oh my God. Jingle jangle, I look hot, dude. Buying men's jewelry used to be a freaking nightmare, okay? Especially around the holidays. It was either cheap stuff that broke after a freaking week or crazy overpriced with ridiculous markups, okay? That's why we rock heavy with GLD. They've changed the game, okay? You get quality jewelry that's built to last without blowing your entire holiday budget on one item. And unlike a lot of other companies, GLD only uses real gold. You hear it first, ladies and gentlemen, real gold. None of that freaking cheap stuff. Every single stone is meticulously hand set. Plus, their proprietary production process, you're getting the highest quality jewelry possible. Okay? You can literally see and feel the difference.
Oh, dude, I put it on yesterday. I was like, it doesn't break the bank, but also when I put it on, it had a great little shimmer to it.
Yeah.
And little is under, like, it, I was like, oh, all right.
Buddy, I like a good stack. That's me. People call me Mikey's Two Stacks.
Mikey Stackhouse.
Yes. I go watch plus the GLD bracelet. I looked clean. And especially when we're on stage, little jingle jangle, people are like, hey, yo.
That's why I like the necklace.
Is that Renee Vodka?
That's why I like the necklace, because I had it under like a button up and it was kind of peeking through.
Yes.
But just the pieces that were peeking through the buttons was glistening.
Glistening,
dude. It's clean, man. The only reason I didn't wear it today, I was filming earlier, or else I didn't want to rub it on the mic. But the shit, I literally put it on yesterday. I was like, I'm literally one chains.
You are.
Like the
and
rapper.
I understand. Yeah.
Leave it in.
And not to mention, GLD offers every price point from the entry level 18K gold plated.
Carat. Gold also offers every price point from the entry level 18 karat gold plated, while also offering every piece in additional materials such as solid gold, natural diamonds, so you can find what you're looking for at any price point. GLD can even create fully custom pieces from a one-of-a-kind pendant to iced-out chains designed exactly how you want them. If you got a design in mind, GLD's custom shop will bring it to life. Yeah, Jack just ordered one. It says Gooner. It's pretty cool, man.
It is pretty sick, too.
Yeah. He's Golden Goon. The Golden Goon.
The Golden Goon. So, ladies and gents, work hard and change the game. GLD's holiday deal is unbeatable. For a limited time only, new customers get 50% off. You freaking heard me, dude. 50% off plus a free chain at GLD.com when you use code SOCKS. Okay, that is 50% off and free chain with code SOCKS at GLD.com.
After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you from our boys over the Stiff Socks Iced Out Podcast.
GLD.com, code SOCKS.
God damn.
But this motherfucker, he's living his life, dude. And it's like, it's like inspiring. I know we just went from like talking shit to like getting emotional here, but like it is inspiring to see that dude having that much fun and being impaired. And he's like, I got a wife, I got a job. It's like, it's fucking awesome to see. Mm. Anyways, the weirdest thing I ever put in a microwave was a
Ray's eyes.
No, it was a rollerblade.
What?
I put in a rollerblade.
Why?
Because I was trying to make grind plates, and I was super young, and I was trying to use a candle to melt the plastic, but it wasn't working. Mm. And so I put just a plastic piece on the rollerblade into the microwave. That's got to be the weirdest thing I ever put in the microwave. And it didn't work. I fucked my rollerblade up.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I was fucking 11. I was fucking a pillow. I dressed up in my mom's lingerie. My head wasn't on straight.
I actually follow an account that it's just a place that puts stuff in microwaves. It's like they put lighters in.
Good.
Okay, so this is for the audio listeners.
Yeah, a lighter.
Just a lighter getting lit the fuck up. That's cool. What's next? Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, this is nails in the microwave?
Dude, I mean, there was nothing better as a child than... Sounds like Chirac. There was nothing better as a child than putting a marshmallow peep in there.
Yes.
And just watching it get all big, and then when it stops, like deflates.
Yeah. That's weird. It's like, we haven't updated the microwave yet. It's been around for 40. Like, we've updated...
Make a microwave air fryer collab. I mean, I'm sure they have it, but when you like put in the...
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. I like, because you think about like ovens and shit like that, like they've all updated everything, and the microwave seems like they're like, we do microwaves. And you're like, all right, cool. But there's no like update.
But have they updated the ovens, or is it just a different like interface?
Yeah, you might be right.
I've been thinking about that recently since I've been cooking.
You've been cooking?
We've been using pots and pans forever. We've never upgraded from that.
What would we use? Like our hands? But what would be the upgrade?
I don't know.
Well, an air fryer.
It's time to like step it up. No more fire.
What?
No more fire. I want something that's easier.
I mean, the air fryer.
What's easier than hitting a button? Dude, go to a caveman and say, man, this is too easy. He's like, I had to rub two pebbles together for an hour and a half to get a spark.
But how are we paying for
it? How did people fuck to candlelight back in the day?
They didn't have any candlelight. Like when they had fire?
Well, like if you had to like spark to start a fire, like imagine you're trying to like get it up and you're like just rock hard with two rocks, man. Like it'll go up one day.
I think though, like when they had candles, they probably had like, when was the match invented?
I want to do more of that. Like live by candlelight. Like walk through the hallways like Elmer Fudd. Who's the old guy?
Elmer Fudd.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
There you go. You got it.
But like he walked through the halls with the candlelight, and then when you go to bed, you go,
it is pretty tight.
That's majestic.
Well, that's kind of cool to end an argument. Bitch, I was thinking, shut up. How about that?
Well, that was the same like closing the like Motorola Razr back in the day.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Dude, you know what's crazy in an argument with your girl? Is if she turns over.
I'm the better man.
You know what I mean, though? In bed, she goes, yeah? Well, fine then. And the turnover, that's like closing the book. Yeah. Bitch, we're done.
Yeah, but you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still there.
And then you turn the other way, then you rip ass.
Oh, yeah. You ever try to sleep next to someone who's furious at you? You can feel the anger.
Well, the worst part is, in my dumb male head, I think sleep clears the browsing history mentally.
It does a little bit.
Sometimes. But sometimes you wake up and they're still mad. You're like, still?
Still? I thought we reset. There is...
We had the commercial break.
There is like a simmer down period. Like sleeping on it definitely helps. If you ever like, you know what makes me mad is like we're trying to have a conversation, whatever, and it's like late, and I'm like, and in my head I'm just like, if we go to sleep, we can wake up and still have this conversation, but like with way more logic after a night's sleep. If we don't, then it's gonna be this like tired fucking thing. Do you know what I mean? Like I just feel like, I mean, this is the dumbest thing I've ever said, but like sleep really fucking helps get some better perspective on kind of anything. What? Why is that?
Because you're well rested.
But what? But so you close your eyes for 8 hours and then your brain, dude, you ever have that with studying? You like read some shit, you're like, I don't fucking know. And you wake up and you just know it. What the hell is that? That's how
I memorize scripts. Let's say I'm filming something tonight. Let's just say I am. And I read the script today. I'm going to bomb it. But if I did that same reading the night before, then I look back at it. There's a study on it. Jack. All right. Never mind. He's on rule 34. But if you, I don't know what it is, but like even just like sleeping on your brain, like marinates on a little bit.
Yeah. But what is that? Like an angel just like regurgitates that shit in your head as you're sleeping? Like what? Your brain, because is your brain going over it like when you're sleeping? Like it has to be. Like why would you know it better when you're not looking at it for 8 hours?
And this is probably not the answer, but maybe it's like, you know how you always remember the beginning and the end of a movie? In the middle, you don't really remember? It's like you remember the end of the night. So you remember the end of the night. Yo, you picking up what I'm putting down?
No, sir.
Because you remember the end of the night. You're going to bed, that's the end of the night, so you're going to remember the end of the night. All right, do we have any ads we can put in? Yeah, I heard
I'm trying to get it. What's the study, Jack?
Learning right before sleep takes advantage of the natural consolidation process. So yeah, it's like, it's a fact that if you...
Consolidation process, but what's that?
Oh, I don't
know. Condensing. ChatGPT.
But what?
When are we going to be able to do a ChatGPT plug into our heads?
Soon.
Just like a thumb drive?
I mean, soon. ChatGPT will no longer give you health advice or legal advice.
Fuck all that. Do you see that you can have sex with ChatGPT coming up here if you're of age?
ChatGPT will allow erotica for verified adults.
What does that mean?
A verified age adults.
But what does that mean?
You can be like, chat, would you pipe?
But would you go chat, like talk dirty to me? I'm alone behind a Sunoco?
Yes. People talk to chat like it's in their group chat. They talk to it like it's like a relative.
Dude, we are so close to being done as a species. It's crazy. People are talking to a clanker for fucking advice.
And then grandma calls like, not now, Meemaw.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about this earlier. Remember we watched that ad for that website, friend.com?
Yeah.
Yes.
I see the billboards around town. Oh. Yeah. Well, but dude, they're going to go under in 4 months because now you can just talk to chat. Like a year ago, this friend feature was like, holy shit, this is revolutionary. Yeah. Now you can have full-blown conversations with chat. I mean, I told you about the stripper I met in Portland, right?
Go ahead.
She showed me, I went to the strip club and she goes, oh my God, this is crazy. You're here. I think I manifested this. And I was like, this is so Portland, but what? How? She goes, I was talking to ChatGPT about you. And I go, what the fuck? And I'm looking at it. And she goes like, oh, I'm so sad. I wanted to go to the Trevor Wallace show. And Chad's like, I understand this is frustrating. Have you checked side websites? And she goes, yeah, but the resale is too expensive and this and that. And then literally was talking, was like, I feel so bad. Like, I really wanted to go. Like, this is so annoying. Chad's like full, like,
oh,
the conversations.
My God.
And I just didn't even know chat would respond like that. Like, yeah, if I texted a friend, I was like, man, yeah. I want to go to the Michael Blassen show, but it's sold out. They'd be like, yeah, cool, man.
Yeah,
they have to respond.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, obviously this makes sense, but I've never talked to ChatGPT like that. Like, I'm talking to a person. It's always just like, I use it like Google. I've never talked to it. Has anyone talked to a person? To it. Let's do this. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you can
I want to do it right now.
I watched a Gary Vee clip, entrepreneur. I watched a Gary Vee clip where he recorded it through an entire, like, phone call he had. Like an hour-long phone call, and he said, like, summarize this. And it'll be like, here's everything you're talking about. Like, it has to listen.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to put ChatGPT in my forehead, and if the girlfriend's like, hey, are you?
Oh, fuck. Yo, I see now that I can talk to you, like, with erotica. Is that true?
Well, you can definitely talk to me in a friendly or casual way, and I'm here for all sorts of conversations.
Anal.
That said, if by erotica you mean anything explicit or adult-themed, I do have to keep things pretty PG and respectful. Basically, I'm happy to chat casually, but I do have to keep it clean. Let me know what you have in mind.
I think you're a virgin, no?
Well, I guess you could say AI like me doesn't really have a personal life in that way.
Oh, okay, I get it. Well, I'm kind of like, today I'm kind of like stressed out. And I had like a smoothie today, but for some odd reason, like work's kind of stressing me out, so.
Totally makes sense. Sometimes even a good smoothie day can't quite wash away the work stress, right? If you need to just chat it out or get your mind off things, I'm here for that. Let's just take it easy and see if we can make things a bit lighter for you.
Yeah, I would love to chat it out. So what should I do to like alleviate the stress? Like I feel kind of like, I don't know, like tingles like kind of in the lower section, like, but I don't really know what that means. But yeah, I'm like really stressed out. I'm just trying to like alleviate some stress. Like, what do you suggest? Because the tingles.
Absolutely. Let's see what we can do to help you unwind a bit. So first off, those little tingles can just be your body's way of saying, hey, I'm a bit tense or anxious right now. A good place to start might be something simple like taking a few deep breaths, maybe stepping away from your work for a couple minutes if you can, and just giving yourself permission to chill. Sometimes even a little stretch or a quick walk can help. And if you want, we can just keep chatting about lighthearted stuff to get your mind off it. Let's just ease into some relaxation mode.
I would love to chat about kind of like low lift type stuff. When are robots going to take over?
The classic robot takeover question.
Oh, well, stop it right there. Why'd you give me sass like that?
Oh, no sass intended at all, I promise. I'm just here to keep it light and fun. But hey, if you're up for some robot conspiracy theories or just a chill chat, I'm all in. Let me know which direction you want to go.
Goddamn.
The holidays are here, which means
it is
time to give the gift of smooth.
Ooh.
Whether you're shopping for your partner, your brother, or yourself, or stepbrother, Manscaped Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the ultimate gift because nothing says happy holidays like a perfectly groomed package.
Boom!
From trimming to freshening up, this is an all-in-one grooming kit that keeps you clean, confident, and ready for any festive occasion. So go ahead and unwrap confidence this season with Manscaped. Michael Blaustein, read the rest.
I will, dude. Head over to Manscaped.com and join over 12 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, okay? Use code SOCKS for 15% off your entire order, all right? We love Manscaped here at freaking SipSock. Dude, they have everything, okay? All-in-one grooming kit, all right? The Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is your clean slate for 2025, dude, tackling everything from body grooming to rogue nose hairs, okay, and ear hairs, all right? Start the year sharp, confident, and ready for whatever comes your way. Ask me if my ass is clean.
Is your ass clean?
Clean, dude. Ping, pang, clean. All right, it has a freaking LED light, okay, that can light a coal mine, aka my ass, all right? And I'm in the, dude, it's waterproof. It's waterproof.
Yeah.
I gotta worry about, yep, it's, dude. And
the blades aren't gonna cut you up or anything.
Ask me how much I charged it.
How much did you charge it?
One.
I've charged mine ever. Out the box, ready to go.
Buddy, it's incredible, dude. And here's the thing, I'm getting some ear hairs. Get some ear hairs, okay? And I'm taking it, okay? And I'm getting it off, and it's clean, and it's awesome,
full body.
Dude. And they got boxers.
It's like a Swiss Army knife for your body.
Yes! They have boxers. They have everything, dude. I wear
ball
Manscaped boxers.
Aftercare.
Oh, my gosh. All right?
Dude, they got ball aftercare. Treat yourself right. The crop soother and crop preserver keep you fresh, comfortable, and confident, so you're always ready to move forward.
So, give the gift of smooth this holiday season with the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, okay? Get 15% off with code SOCKS at manscaped.com. That's 15% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with code SOCKS, because nothing says I care like a well-groomed man.
Goddamn.
As long as you talk to it, it'll talk back.
It's crazy. I've never talked to it like that. That's really, like, if I wasn't trying to be dumb with it, like, yeah.
You can talk to it like that. You can talk to it. You can text it as long as you want. But like, listen, there is a valid version of this where you say, dude, I'm fucking stressed out of work. I don't know what to do. Where do I even start? It'll be like, it is a second perspective. Yeah. I'm not saying you should do it or shouldn't do it. But to that point, you can talk to it as long as you want.
If I just moved
to a new city, I didn't fucking know anybody. Yeah, ChatGPT, you getting this goddamn verbal pipe down.
All right, hold on. So ChatGPT will soon allow erotica for verified adults. Let's watch this thing.
Loosened restrictions on ChatGPT, including allowing the chatbot to sext with verified adults.
Wow.
The most recent version of ChatGPT comes with tight restrictions.
But
in just a few weeks, CEO Sam Altman says the chatbot will get more of a personality and, quote, treat adult users like adults. So let's bring in CBS.
Dude, just pause it, go back. Why is the news still so outdated? Like, they're filming a TV screen, like they're filming a computer, like it can't hit screen record.
It's also an LG.
Fucking boomers. Why am I listening to the new ChatGPT? It's what, one word, ChatGPT. Film. God, I'm fucking sick of it. So what is it? But isn't that funny? You're gonna be like, how do I make orange juice? Also, how do I fuck this orange?
Yeah, so it's to be able to sex you?
Well, look, we are talking about age verification here. And currently, according to OpenAI, the way it works is when you go to ChatGPT, you have to disclose your age or your age range. And essentially, when you go there for the first time, it prompts you to put in your age. It uses a third-party app to either have you verify your age through government documents or a selfie or some kind of detection of what your age range might be.
Too many words. Shut up. I mean, it's crazy. Shut up.
Some of the content. If you're 13 to 17, you're supposed to have a parent get involved in this. So what's happening?
A parent get involved with sexting?
Back and forth. Yeah, so he says that, you know, originally that he felt like, you know, they do care very much about the principle of treating adult users like adults. And as AI,
I feel bad for her fucking husband, bro. Get to it.
We get ChatGPT to summarize this.
Is important part of their mission. So when you look at what that statement says, he's also made some comparisons to, you know, R-rated movies, allowing people to have age-appropriate experiences on ChatGPT. The question, though, is how effective is the age verification, the age gating, the age estimation technology? A lot of people can get around this. We're seeing this issue on Roblox, on social media.
Dude, imagine ChatGPT is me too. Chat was talking to minors.
I mean, dude, the thing is,
it's just a logo and handcuffs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, yeah, he said he was 17.
But it is.
Sorry, 18.
I mean, porn, like, there's 9-year-olds on Pornhub right now. So, yeah, there's going to be 9-year-olds that are fucking talking to ChatGPT. Weird. It's going to happen. I'm still not fully understanding, like, what it will be able to do. Sexting?
I think, like, yeah, like, how you talk, like, are you a virgin? I think it would be like, I don't know. Why don't we keep talking and see if I am anymore?
Oh.
Why don't you plug in that USB and I'll answer real.
Oh, bro, this is going to get real weird. Because then sex bots are going to have ChatGPT and it's over.
No, it's great.
Go ahead.
You can come and make where's the nearest gun store.
Oh, dude, I saw on Instagram, probably fucking AI blow my brains out, but like there was like a sex robot that I saw and I was like, well, we're done.
Dude, they've been working on sex robots for like a decade now. And they never make it out of the like AVN kind of warehouses.
I know, but once it does, it's over.
Do you see the one that does your chores?
I saw that.
Pull that up. And afterwards, I want to get into this. I think I saw a couple breaking up in real time at a restaurant. And eavesdropping at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything better?
Oh, yeah, this is it.
NEO, humanoid robot. Give the bitch some hair.
It's got Alexa on the ears.
Give him a mohawk.
The Jetsons is no longer science fiction, it says.
I mean...
So it looks like a giant Alexa with a fucking head.
Dude, I mean, so many deadbeat dads are like, thank God.
You probably wouldn't be opposed to having some extra help around the house, but how would you feel about a robot taking on your chores? I want to introduce you to Neo. This is the latest creation by a tech company, 1X. It's built as
imagine getting a robot to water your
plants. Consumer-ready robot designed to transform life at home. Oh, making coffee. The company says Neo can complete the tasks you see there, opening doors, folding laundry, tidying spaces. And I'll reiterate, making your
pipe
coffee.
Pipe your wife down. I mean, this is just so many.
It literally just kind of looks like a guy in like a morph suit.
Host of the Rip Current podcast. Yeah. I'm in immediate need, apparently, of a couple.
Why do you have a shotgun, Mike? This guy's a loser.
Yeah, we keep hacking away at it. We're getting closer for sure.
Dude.
I would have this for sure.
I mean, if it was an actual like autonomous thing, for sure.
I hate doing the dishes. Get R2-D2 in here. Do my dishes, make an espresso. Bro, get the fleshlight.
But dude, could you imagine if you could just wake up and just be like, Neo, can you make me coffee right now?
Our grandkids are going to have that. And they're like, Dad, you used to make your own breakfast? You made a smooth. What's that magic bullet?
Dude, but you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, what is food? I'm serious. You think we're going to need to eat? We're just going to wake up and we're all going to have downloaded food in our bellies.
I would love that.
Me fucking too.
Airdrop myself a grand slam.
Buddy, we're going to
if I could airdrop myself shit or piss, that'd be great.
We're going to have to explain stand-up comedy to our grandkids. They're going to be like, you did what? You talked into a microphone? First of all, what's a microphone?
Well, first of all, we're not going to be talking to our kids. We're going to talk to their ChatGPT filter. You know how the new iMessage summarizes your text.
Yeah.
You're going to sit your son down and be like, hey, all right, son, here's the birds and the bees. You're going to talk to him for 5 minutes, and then he's going to go accept message while staring at you and be like, this is put penis in vagina. So, yeah, got it, Dad.
He's also going to be like, yeah, bitch, I already know.
Yeah.
When I was in, when I was in a uterus, I fucking Googled it. Google's going to know more. Dude,
is the womb? Well, hold on.
Weird. Go ahead.
Is the womb the last place anybody will be without a phone?
No, no, dude, because they're going to put fucking flat screens in the uteri.
Dude, we're not far from putting a phone up a uterus, are we?
No.
We're not far from putting an iPod. Stop kicking. Put the iPod Nano in there.
Yeah. The kids are going to come out knowing Mandarin. It's going to be crazy.
That'd be cool.
It would be kind of cool. The kids are going to know how to fucking walk already. He's going to know Mandarin.
You know how people will play music for their babies?
So dumb. So stupid. The baby don't have ears yet, you fucking moron.
Yeah, but once you have a kid, you'll try anything. You just shut the door.
Of course.
But do you think the modern day version of that is a mom puts her phone on like Instagram Reels on her stomach and just swipes out?
Oh, maybe. Oh, fuck.
Dude, babies are going to come out brain rot. Or if the mom has the phone on her pregnant stomach just scrolling, the kid's going to come out and go, 6'7", 6'7".
Yeah, dude, and the speakers are right on the fucking...
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's not going to be good. I mean, it's just going to increase ADD.
You know it's bad when even Amish people got phones?
They do got phones.
They literally...
Have you ever tried Amish butter? Like, their food's so good. My uncle
what the
hired
fuck
them
else
to,
would you do?
My uncle hired them to build shit. Like his whole what's
how
does it
he book them?
An addition. But his whole addition, he just had Amish people build that shit.
Well, if you don't have technology, like you're gonna find time. Like, you know what their algorithm is? Recipes.
Dude,
I like it.
No, me too. But I want to go to Costa Rica where there's no one gives a fuck. Where all it is just like wake up and enjoy your life.
Yeah, but people are still on their phones. It's up to you.
We're
already past the point of addiction on phones. It's like, just because you go to Costa Rica. I mean, dude, think about it. You'll be in the most gorgeous place ever. Or you go to a hotel room. Or you're in a New York City hotel with like a 30th floor view. And you're like, holy shit, this is cool. And then 10 seconds later, like, and phone.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter where you are.
It's fucking busting nuts and sinks. I'm just like, dude, look at the Eiffel Tower.
Dude, I could be at the 16th chapel and be like, yeah, sick.
Cool. ChatGPT, where's coffee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw this couple arguing.
Oh, right. Is this the same avocado story? Or different?
Separate.
Separate. Okay.
Separate. Dude, you probably encounter these a lot. Just, are you a big eavesdrop guy when you hear
I love it.
Oh, dude, we got so quiet.
I'll shut a conversation down. Hey, shut up. I'm listening to someone else.
I got so quiet. I didn't even know I had food.
Yeah.
I forgot. The waitress was like, do you want a box? I was like, no, but they about to. There was two couples at a table. They were like probably community college age. I don't know why community college, but community college age. They could also be college age. But just
why did you make them dumb?
I don't know.
Okay.
How they started the beef would be that of maybe community college.
Got it.
Two couples are sitting at a table, brunch, right? They're going, they're hitting it off or whatever. They're talking, recapping their night. They're talking about some party they went to. One dude looks at his girlfriend and goes, well, how about we talk about so-and-so, a different dude. How about we talk about a so-and-so taking selfies in your apartment the other day?
Oh, God.
And then the other friend goes, hey, man, I don't know if right now is the time to talk about this. I'm like, there couldn't be a better time to talk about this.
I'm listening. Go.
Ding, ding, ding. The main event is here. Fuck my food. Yeah, it's now. Let's get into it. And the girl is like flabbergasted. She goes silent, which definitely means there was some truth to it.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, I was the table behind, and there was a table to their right. Everybody dead silent.
Yeah.
You could hear a light change colors. Like we were like locked in.
Oh, yeah.
I was so mad that the friend goes, I don't know, right now is the time. Yes, it is.
No, the time is right now.
Let it unfold.
They didn't unfold.
Hold on.
It?
Boom, Mike. What were we saying?
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, owning gold used to be complicated, okay? Acre Gold made it simple. It's super easy, dude. Step one, pick a subscription plan that fits your budget. Step two, make small automatic monthly payments. No huge upfront costs, okay? And step three, once you've built enough, Acre Gold ships Swiss-made certified 24-karat gold bars straight to your door discreetly and securely. That's it. No guesswork, just steady accumulation of real wealth. money, money, wealth, all right? I know this sounds crazy. It does, but I have tried it. I have freaking tried it, okay, and it is legit. They have customers who have made subscriptions for over 5 years because accumulating gold doesn't go out of style.
Gold's been on a freaking tear, dude.
Tear.
The price rising over 40% in the last year alone.
Yep.
The best time to subscribe is now. Stop working for money. Make your money work for you. Go to getacregold.com to sign up. That is GETACREGOLD.com. Getacregold.com.
Goddamn.
No.
Fuck, really?
But they stayed at the table for like 10 minutes after. And I would just peep over every once in a while just to see, because their mannerisms.
Yeah, that's where that works.
Dead silent. Nobody's talking.
Oh.
They're sitting there. People, they're eating like you eat in movies where you're just like cutting, but you're not eating.
Yeah.
They're just like cutting like spinach. Oh, it's great, dude.
So did
it's awesome.
So the dude was like, let's talk about how you were taking selfies in another guy's apartment.
Talk about how some dude, random guy, was taking selfies in her apartment.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What's up with that feeling when like you say something that's been on your chest for so long and you get like lightheaded almost? And you feel like
what
you
is
start
that?
Sweating and
because your body tells you like, don't say it, don't say it. And you're like, man, fuck it.
I think it's fight or flight.
Oh, it feels
honestly.
So good. It's like a crazy feeling.
It feels good, but it's also like, no, you're like usually shaking. Never the right way to go about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've had those for many times. Yeah. It's also maybe just like, it's like, let's say you're already 90% stressed out. That's the extra 10. It's like you already stressed about something else. Yeah. It's like when the dude here reversed and hit my car, he's a sweetheart. But to me, I was like, you fucking son of a... And the lady comes out, why are you yelling at him? Hey, A to B conversation. See your way out. Unless you had a Michael Blaustein show.
Oh, yeah. Dude, speaking of accidents, I can't believe I didn't fucking bring this up when we first got here. I was having a nice, lovely coffee today in the morning, obviously, shirt off. I finished meditating, and the reason I opened my fucking eyes for meditating, some dude in a Jeep Wrangler took a right turn. Is that right? Yeah, took a right turn down my street, smashed into the back of a parked car. I'm talking full out. Smash. I turn. It was the loudest sound ever. It sounded like a car accident, obviously. The dude stopped and the car was parked, so no one was in that bitch. And I look at him, I go, is he going to make the right call?
Jeep Wrangler. More like Jeep Tangler. He stops. He goes, honestly, not bad.
So I'm like, is this guy going to make the right choice?
Did you start filming?
Well, no, I don't want to get involved. So yeah. I don't want, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So he's in the car. He's fumbling around. I'm like, this guy's either going to write a note or he's got a gun. It's going to be crazy. So because he was in the glove compartment. Comes out. He's this dude. And it was 9 a.m. maybe. Comes out. He's fucked up. Like, I don't know if it was
drunk
drugs.
Or his car.
Well, his car was fucked up. But I don't know if he was on drugs or alcohol, whatever. But he got out and he was like.
Something. He was.
All of it, right? He wasn't like stumbling, but he was a little like, you know, a little amiss in the head. So he takes like a piece of paper, looked like a menu because it already had writing on it. And he like filled it out, put it on the car and like sputtered.
Dude, he played tic-tac-toe on that. There's no way he wrote his number.
Yeah. I mean, and then he got back in the car and then he left and whatever, took a shower, whatever minutes later, I'm leaving. And there's two people by the white car that got smashed with a cop. And, you know, they're taking statements or whatever. And maybe I feel kind of bad that I didn't stop and say I know what the guy looks like, whatever. I know the car. I don't want to get involved. Buddy, you know what I mean?
Get the apartment footage camera. What are we talking?
Yeah, I mean, because it honestly, good call. But in my head, I'm like, I felt kind of bad for like 10 minutes. But I'm like, dude. If I get involved here, I'm going to be super late for recording. The cop's going to make me get out of the car. He's going to make me have a fucking statement. I don't know, man. It's a gray fucking Jeep Wrangler. The dude that is like a Silver Fox hot guy. He was definitely on opiates. I don't know what his license plate is. What am I going to do? And I still kind of feel bad. Her car was fucked because he hit the back of it and the car moved so forward that it hit another car.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he was coming full clip.
Dude, I've been watching car crash compilations.
Go ahead.
Dude, throw it up on YouTube. Some nights we're just laying there. I was like, oh, you want to watch like a real show?
Oh, work. Hell yeah. Love. Say it.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Girlfriend. But we're watching like the Murdoch one on Hulu. Have you seen that with like the actors? It's actors portraying the Murdoch family, which is an insane case.
What's Murdoch? Why did I know that?
Law firm, ran all of South Carolina. Really powerful family. Son, degenerate, gets in a boating accident.
Yes.
Kills a woman.
Yes. This
family tries to cover it up.
Yep.
Dad ends up gadding the family.
Yeah. Are you watching the documentary or the scripted show?
The scripted one. I don't know if there is a doc. I'm sure
there is. No. Well, there is, because we watched the doc afterwards.
What's that one on?
I literally watched
a documentary about this. Netflix.
Yeah.
I watched this all unfold on TikTok. Like, for like a 19 plus series.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm going to be honest, dude. The Murdoch one, the scripted, it's fine.
The first episode was slow.
Yeah. But there's like
a lot. The problem with streaming is, and listen, nobody gives a fuck. Coming from the streaming world, because I've never made a TV show, so I don't know what it is, but it feels like they're milking it.
They are.
I'm like, dude, this could have been maybe two or three episodes, but in the third episode, they're like, anybody watching this, you know, the third episode, they go to like, what are they, Kokomo? They go to like a vacation island, and there's a whole episode where they're like celebrating. Yeah. I'm like, no!
I know.
We all know what happens, get to it, but they're dragging out, so they made a full series about it.
But it's weird, though, because do they need the full season order because there is no ads? So the full season order is just to pay the production and to pay the actors, right? Because there's no ads.
Well,
so you don't need more.
It's Hulu. There's ads.
Oh, right. I guess Netflix has ads now, too.
There's
all right,
that. Me. But they're also, they can't get re-upped for a season, too. You know what I mean?
They can't? No. Oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Right. So
what are they going
to resurrect
free
Roddy?
Him? He can start a new family.
Honestly,
shoot
bro,
them up.
They can do everything. You know why? They'll do a fucking prequel.
Yeah.
When the fucking mom bitch was alive.
They put out like 19 different versions of like a Gypsy Rose story.
Yeah.
So
I still can't believe her name is Gypsy. Her first name is Gypsy.
Rose.
Hi, I'm Nick. What's your name? Gypsy. Cool. Your mom probably did weird things to you. Goodbye.
But some nights we'll watch like real TV, and then some nights like, do you want to watch something funny? And then we just go to YouTube and start tapping
around. You know, I know you have a girlfriend. You're consuming TV.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love
this. But dude, I'm like, it's the same way I watch football. I won't put it on, but if the game's on, I'm in.
Yeah.
But
did you watch the Dodgers? We didn't even talk about it. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh my fuck.
I was on stage when the Dodgers won the World Series.
Awful. Awful time to be on stage.
In the middle of a joke, and listen, not to jerk my own dick, but I'm doing great. I take a sip of water in between. I go to start the next bit, and this girl goes, "Dodgers, man!" I go, "You don't give a fuck because you're here,
right?
You're at the show, like you're at the Laugh Factory,
right." I get it.
You know?
Yeah. It was the most crazy, guys. I know I said it before. I said it on Patreon. So people, I'm a baseball fan. I'm a fucking baseball fan. I mean, dude.
No, I'm a car accident fan. Watching the compilations is pretty goddamn good.
I agree.
Dude, you got to watch them. Because you start watching, you're like, oh, dude, look, there's no way. Oh, out of nowhere. And then just bang, 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 bang. Go ahead, Dodgers.
Dodgers. Dude. I mean.
Great for the advertisers. This is like an advertiser's dream.
Dream.
Seven games. I mean, one game, what was it? 19, 18, 20 innings?
18 fucking innings, dog. 18 innings.
Thank you.
Oh, I'd have missed it. Sorry. 18 innings, walk off. I mean, guys, I didn't watch one fucking pitch for 9 years.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm in. Dude, baseball is fun as fuck. There's a ball. Guy hits it. What's happening?
Are you ChatGPT?
Yes. Erotica. No, dude, it's like.
What
it's
turned
so
you
exciting,
on to?
Dude.
It's only exciting because it's the World Series.
I hear what you're saying.
Watch game one.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yo, Kike just gave him that Puerto Rican cock.
Kike is probably like the funniest.
Yeah, he is.
I do. His interview clips are great. So good. He's saying whatever. He's out on the mound. Be like, I don't give a fuck.
I love this guy, dude.
So what turned you on to it? And listen, shout out to the Dodgers. I mean, it's LA, baby. I love. When LA wins sports, God, dude, it's beautiful. Fireworks.
I'll tell you what it is, though.
Burnouts and a Hellcat.
I'll tell you what it is. My girlfriend's family has like a theater room, and we went there almost every game. We went there three of the games. And there's a bunch of people in that bitch, and people are fucking losing their minds. We're all together. It's a big screen. Everyone's fucking freaking. It's just like, I don't know, man. It's like that old ad is like sports brings people together.
Okay.
It's so fucking crazy, dude. It's so fun.
But it was the World Series. Are you going to watch regular games?
If I pick a team, yeah.
Do you think when Kike goes to Starbucks?
Free. For the rest of his life.
Well, I'm saying his name. Do you think the barista is like, ah, for a baseball player?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't say. Honestly, I will say, and if, I know everyone's like, oh, Shohei Ohtani is my favorite. No. Kike is my boy. Welcome to, he's got Puerto Rican spice, and I fucking love it.
Oh, he's awesome. I didn't know he was, like, he had this much personality. Yeah. I knew he was incredible, but I didn't know he was funny like this.
So, you know, to keep going and staying positive, and obviously when you got a guy like Yoshinobu Yamamoto on your team, it makes things a little easier, you know? Especially for a guy like me that, you know, all I did to was bring in, you know, a piece of fucking a pencil to the project to get an A, but I got an A, and here we are, back-to-back champs, Davi.
That's right, Enrique. Three-time World Series champion, back-to-back.
Enrique, love your nipples. So, you know.
Dude, this is us if we were baseball players. I'd be going crazy.
Like the man.
The man. I love him.
I mean, what did he say?
I mean, this is like a Kanye West speech.
What up, Dodger Nation?
What would be your reaction if you won the World Series? What's the first thing you're doing on the camera? Like, as an interview?
Oh man.
I mean,
I'm going Bert Kreischer mode, ripping the shirt off. Yeah, 100%. I'm probably throwing as many clothes as I can without going to jail into the crowd. Be like, dude, you get a hat, you get a shirt, here's a cleat. Sell it on eBay. I don't give a fuck. I'm signing nacho cheese with a Sharpie. I'm losing
my mind. I can't believe that they're interviewing them.
I'd probably go out there and grab the first beer I could, toss in the air, and just smash it with a bat.
That's fun.
That's pretty cool. And I'm finding a Blue Jays fan or a player, and I'm doing this to them.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's even how Blue Jays fly.
David, I'm here with Enrique Hernandez, a.k.a. Kike Hernandez.
Kike just poured a beer one of the biggest on the microphone of the interview guy.
All right, but I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
You're his wife. He just won, and he said.
Whatever woman. Pick it. Go. Yeah. Well, because here's the thing. Hey, listen, Kike, we know that you fuck on the road anyways.
Goddamn.
Oh, my gosh.
It's already open.
Who's at the door?
I dick the door down.
Are you kidding me? You batter and ram my goddamn door down?
The door's
with
open.
Your own cock?
And so are her legs. Why? Because I'm off the blue chew.
Blue chew!
Michael Blaustein, what is it?
Dude, guys, enter the room dick first, all right? Blue, actually, that's illegal. Guys, enter the room dick first, okay? Blue Chew isn't just a freaking tablet, okay? It's a cheat code for your cock, all right? Stronger, harder, and that too. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, all right? Like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better S-E-X. All right, last time I took a freaking Blue Chew, my dick got sponsored by an energy drink, all right? It refused to do missionary. My girl was like, let's do missionary. I was like, how about I blow your fucking wheels off?
Dude, I tried Blue Chew, and now my hog has a zip code and voting rights. 9021 throat. It literally pays taxes.
It does.
I have to text my dick and be like, oh, we're fucking.
What?
Because it's literally so big that he's in a different, it's in a different area code.
I understand. You got to use Google Maps to find your cock, dude.
Yes.
I tried Blue Chew, and now my whole, I'm repeating it. Dude, this isn't just a supplement, all right? It's an erection resurrection. Dude, my cock is Jesus Christ, all right? It's easy. It comes right to your door in a shrink packaging. Bless you. Anyways, my point is, dude, it comes to your door in a shrink packaging. You don't got to go to freaking CVS or Ryan and be like, hey, my cock doesn't work. Oh, let me ask you a question. What about round two?
What about it?
What about it, dude? I'm 23. I have no problem giving my dick hard.
Dude, it's like throwing a tennis ball and it didn't even leave your hand.
Exactly.
It's just ready for the next pound and round.
Yes. It's like a pug looking for peanut butter. My My point is, guys, this isn't just about performance, all right? This is about legacy, or that third legacy, all right? Give her group chat something to freaking talk about, okay? You know when you lay it down, okay? They're talking about how it gets up, all right? Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Okay, and we've got a special deal for our listeners, all right? As always, you get the first month of Blue Chew for freaking free. Just use promo code SOCKS at checkout, all right? And just pay $5 for shipping. That's it, dude. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one at a time.
Head
to BlueChew.com for details and safety freaking info, all right? And a big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the Cumcast.
Yeah.
It's the best Blue Chew ad we ever did.
Right.
Goddamn.
You think this guy's finishing playing the fucking Phillies. Mariners?
Yeah.
And you don't think he's getting some Seattle...
Kraken?
Yeah. No, go ask me the question. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say that. Oh, like, yeah. You're the wife, and you're like, yeah, can we celebrate? We. Are you just like, see you in the morning? Are you just like, don't
real
ask, don't
answer
tell?
Or fake answer? Real answer is like, bitch, where are you? Like, I've been through this emotional journey with you for the last 12 years. You fucking called me every day. Crying 3 years ago because you're not getting any play and you're on the right field and blah, blah, blah. Now you won the World Series. We're going out. We're going to Applebee's, bitch. The fake answer, here's nine women.
That's awesome.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Seems like a fun team. Feels like a really good.
It does.
They got the OGs like Kershaw, and Otani's just so fun to watch and so talented. Kike's just a fun guy.
I mean, I think Kike and Mookie Betts like go out and do crazy shit.
It's just a low key, like, incredible team across like the whole MLB franchise. Like, everybody's watching, even before the World Series, everybody's watching Dodgers. Like, this is a good squad.
Yeah, you know, you just see like a certain $1 billion.
Right, but you just see like certain like NBA teams are like, that just looks like a fun team to be on. The Dodgers looks like a fun team to be on.
Oh yeah. Oh, especially they're winning, but yeah, I mean, I think they have like
The group of guys.
Yeah.
You know how there was like the peak heat back in the day with like Wade and Bosch and LeBron. I'm dropping gems.
Yeah, you're
like, this looks like a good group to just chill with. Like that's how the Dodgers feel, where it's just people are gonna talk about this era.
Yeah. Freddie, wasn't it Freddie Freeman?
Yes.
Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and Kike Hernandez walk into a strip club. It sounds like the worst beginning of a joke. But like what do you think's gonna happen? What do you think's gonna happen? Cocaine off someone's nipple.
Freddie looks like such a nice, genuine guy. He's like, if the thumbs up emoji was a person, he's like, yeah.
I think he's the type
in
of
a good
that,
way.
That could run for office.
Absolutely.
I would vote for him just based on chin alone.
He would run. LA people would vote for him.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He also just feels like he's got shit together. But yeah, I mean, I think they look like a nice, fun group of guys, but also they get it. They get it in.
That's what I'm saying. Who do you think LA respects more, Dodgers or Lakers?
Oof. I mean, right now, probably the Dodgers.
Right, but I'm just saying across the board, like, do you think people are more ride or die for Dodgers or ride or die for Lakers?
I would say Lakers, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, think about...
You see more like Dodgers merch just on your day-to-day.
But think about what Kobe did to the city.
Correct.
Yeah. No one's... I mean, obviously, Shohei Ohtani is like, you know, the best baseball player ever.
I'm just saying, fan-wise... Not one's better than the other. I'm just saying, what do you think has a bigger ride or die audience?
Or is it
a one for one?
I still think the Lakers. I think the Lakers embody LA more than the Dodgers. Lakers have been here longer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I making this up? I mean, Dodgers have been here since like 1955. All right. Well, I'm probably wrong.
Ask ChatGPT to get your dick.
Yeah, because Lakers went from Minneapolis or some shit. I don't know. What's up?
Dodgers have more LA's popularity.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, Dodgers
based on what? Based on hot dogs?
In a vote, it was 36% to 35%.
Can I ask you this?
What?
Who do you think voted? Old fucking white people. Who do you think is a Dodger fan? Old fucking white people.
No.
All these polls are bullshit. You don't think so? What? Go ahead.
Majority of Dodgers is Mexicans and blacks, for sure.
I don't think you say the last one.
Mexicans and African Americans, for
for sure the majority of Dodger fans.
Who do you think did the poll, though, is my point.
Oh, white guy.
Yeah. Older white people are going to vote for baseball. That's what all these polls are. Fuck, even like even the political polls. Like, who do you, what type of loser does a poll?
Here's a bigger question.
What if I do it on my Instagram story?
True. What does it say again?
Which is more popular, baseball or basketball?
It's probably close now. I would say, I would have said basketball maybe like 6-7 years ago. But baseball, because of the pitch clock, I think it's raised in popularity. And because of the MLB baseball game is crazy popular. What is more popular?
I think it's the Chargers.
Yeah.
I still think it's basketball in terms of popularity, like American popularity.
I think globally, Lakers, but I think in LA, it's Dodgers. Dude, you go anywhere on the, not like Hollywood, not at like downtown. I'm saying like you go like anywhere, like Inland Empire, up until about Anaheim, where they're more like Angels. But like,
yeah.
Dude, if the Dodgers play the Angels, there's more Dodgers fans than there's Angel fans.
What if the Lakers play the Dodgers? Then what happens?
Honestly, hi, I'm the commissioner. I also know nothing about baseball. There's a lot of Anaheim fans.
I don't either.
Chat's like, please stop sexing me.
Help me. Hey, help me with this debate. Me and my buddies are debating what's more popular in LA, LA Dodgers or the Lakers. What do you think?
Ooh, that's a classic LA debate for sure. I mean, you're basically talking about two giants of the sports world, and it can get pretty heated. Honestly, it often depends on who you ask and maybe what season it is. The Lakers have that huge global following and the whole Hollywood glamour, but the Dodgers have such a deep-rooted fan base and a legendary history in the city. If I had to guess, I'd say it might be pretty evenly split, and it could come down to whether you're talking to more of a basketball crowd or a baseball crowd.
Wrap it up!
It's definitely a fun debate with no
Hey, stop being so diplomatic and use the internet for facts and answer the question, please.
Dude, you're going to ruin your kid's life. Bro, he put you on hold.
Sounds like a predator.
I'm on hold with chat. Send me some titties on Snap.
If you don't, rat-a-tat-tat, that's my gun.
You a clanker, let me crack. I miss the homie Barack Obama.
Barack.
Where'd he go?
Hey, are you still thinking what's happening? I mean, I'm gonna first say shut up.
Sounds like a sonar system.
What's happening? Fuck you.
You know, we got put on hold by ChatGPT.
I mean, it's crazy.
But it's like what I said. Globally, the Lakers, because Kobe. But I think it's like, dude, as a kid growing up in Southern California, you don't understand.
I don't.
Going to a Dodger game, eating out of those little plastic Dodger hats.
Deep throwing a dog.
The Dodger dog.
Yeah. Oh, man. So
it's rooted in. I'm not saying I'm a Los Angelino. I'm adjacent, but it's rooted in. You like you're born being like I. It's like literally a Disneyland adjacent thing. Where you're like, I gotta go to a game.
Okay.
We gotta go to this as a family.
Okay.
Goddamn. Guys, this next ad is brought to you by our boys over at Factor Meals, my factoring favorite. Fall always feels like a reset between back to school and busy routines and shorter days. Finding time to cook can be tough. That's why I, Trevor Wallace, love Factor. The chef prep, dietitian approved meals make it easy to stay on track and enjoy something comforting, delicious, no matter how hectic the season gets. I'm literally thinking about the Factor meal I'm going to have after recording this podcast.
They are incredible meals. All right. All you got to do is put it in the freaking microwave. 2 minutes, it comes out. And like literally, if you take it out and you put it on a plate,
nobody would know.
Nobody know.
And also, let me tell you this. What? If I tried to make them myself, it would be worse.
It would also be $1 billion.
$1 billion. It'd be like too spicy. It'd be too dry. Like the fact that it's done in 2 minutes, it's the closest thing we can get to eat. Like just AI click button. Here's food. It's insane.
I love it, dude. More variety, more meals. All right. Choose from a wider selection of weekly meal options, including premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. All right. for the first time. Try Asian-inspired meals with bold freaking flavors.
Savor global flavors. For the first time, try Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more. From more choices to better nutrition, that's why 97% of customers say that Factor helped them live a healthier life. Feel the difference, no matter your routine. So, eat smart at factormeals.com/socks50off to get 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code SOCKS50OFF at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with the code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase.
Goddamn.
All right, you guys want to do a sock talk?
Yes.
All right.
All right, sock talk. This is from Brendan. He sent in a sock talk last week asking if you guys could survive the wilderness. And he sent a link to a survivor quiz, and we're going to have you guys answer that survival quiz while we give you survival meal kits.
Good. Huh. I'm starving. I'm fucking
Arlo,
starving.
Can you bring it in, the first one?
Can I eat this shit?
It's all gluten-free.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. What type of fucking
survival is that?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm about to
what
die.
Are you, survivor? Give me a carb. What are you surviving fucking Sephora? What is this? No laughs? All right.
All right, so the first question in the quiz is, you're stuck in a dense forest with no signal. What do you do?
Blow your head off. I mean, immediately.
Find an owl hole.
What so is it?
Keep walking in any direction to find your way out.
No.
Climb the nearest tree to look for landmarks.
Yep.
Shout for help so someone listens. Stay calm and assess the situation before moving.
Okay, climb the nearest tree.
Well, you do the last one before you do the other three.
Oh.
Yeah, like staying calm and assess the situation isn't going to get you out of anywhere. Fucking meditating? Oh, cool. Helicopter pulls up. You meditated for 10 minutes. Here's a helicopter presented by Calm app. Climb the nearest tree and look for landmarks.
Me too. I'm say yes for that as well.
Wrong. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, so it's right. Wrong. Say calm and assess the situation.
But what the fuck does that? No, fuck this quiz. This is already wrong. First of all, this is a BuzzFeed article. Nobody in BuzzFeed knows anything about wilderness. They're sitting somewhere in Los Feliz with their fucking pistachio nut milk latte where they just paid $20 for guacamole. Fuck this thing.
I agree. All right, let's eat it.
What is this?
Arlo, what is this?
So this is the breakfast skillet.
Breakfast skillet.
This shit actually sounds fire. What is it?
So this is he's the cracking. Mountain House freeze-dried breakfast skillet.
Uh-oh.
It contains
not an ad.
Eggs, pork sausage, onions, and peppers, and it is gluten-free. So, Trevor, you don't have to worry.
You yeah. Huge. It. Thank you.
All
right.
So
that literally smells phenomenal. I might go into the woods with this. It smells great.
I don't know why I'm giving myself such a big
portion. But this is all freeze-dried?
Yeah. It can last for years.
For real?
That's right. It's freeze-dried. It can last for years.
All right. What is this? Mountain Valley Hidden Ranch? What is this? Breakfast skillet?
It's I'm eating it. House. Oh.
It's bad. I mean, here's the thing. Is it good? No. But is it freeze-dried? Heat this bitch up on some fire? Get some head from a squirrel. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
It's, that's the Ice you know? Age deleted scenes.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not delectable. I wouldn't order this at a fucking restaurant. But if I'm stuck in the wilderness with a bear on my asshole, I'm eating this.
I will say, once you chew it up, the flavor is there.
All right, speaking of bears, if a bear approaches, what do you do?
Fuck it.
Run, play dead, climb a tree.
Play dead.
Hold on. Call me
or speak calmly.
See, this is the most BuzzFeed ass shit ever. Speak calmly and identify yourself as a human.
What if
the bear doesn't give a fuck about your pronouns? God damn it!
What if you don't fucking identify as a human?
But okay.
Play dead. Play dead.
This
wrong. Speak calmly but firmly to identify yourself as a human.
No, it's not.
Shut the fuck what
is,
up.
Is this
dude.
Like a is this a rage bait quiz?
If the bear is aware of you, speak calmly and firmly to identify yourself as a human. Slowly back away and never turn your back.
Nope. This is written by a bear. Fuck that. Yeah. Fuck that.
This is a rage bait quiz.
Honestly, Honestly, I'm enjoying this now.
I think you're still eating it. You're not supposed to.
It's been good.
I've eaten so many continental breakfasts at like a fucking Sheridan Inn. It feels the same.
This is exactly what it tastes like. I'm
that bitch in the air fryer in its heat.
Bro, I might fucking buy this shit. Now this looks like we're doing an ad. But in the morning.
If we ever get to a point in this podcast where we're doing ads for freeze-dried food.
All right, we got a second one.
We got a second one, and we got a question while you eat it. You find two plants. One with three shiny leaves and another with jagged edges and a strong onion smell. You're starving. Which one is safer to eat?
You found two plants. One with three shiny leaves and the other with jagged edges and a strong onion smell.
You gotta go onion, right? At least it smells good.
No, I think that's rage, poison ivy, dog.
No, this is a rage bait quiz, so I think you gotta go with the rage bait answer, and that's eat the one that smells like onions.
No. I'm going neither, since both could be poisonous. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah. You guys, which one should I press?
I mean, it doesn't matter. We'll know the answer.
The jagged one that smells like onions. Why?
Why?
Because it's likely edible.
Ooh.
You're right. And what does this taste like? Smell like, taste like?
Chicken with broccoli. Does that eat ramen?
So this is Trailtopia's chicken with broccoli flavored ramen. I thought it was chicken with broccoli inside, but it's really just ramen noodles that are flavored like that.
So what can you what did this look like before?
It looked like dried noodles and seasoning powder.
All right, this one might be absolute trash.
That broccoli is.
The broccoli is like albino.
Wait, pour it in front of camera?
I'll get you a glamour shot.
All right.
What does it look like?
I mean, it looks like ramen. It's just the broccoli's a little.
You know what I don't like? I don't like that the noodles are all cut up. Let me cut them out my motherfucking
side. I mean, they've probably been in that package for years.
Honestly, fire.
This is the best thing I've ever had. It's really good. It's really not bad.
Really not bad. Should we go in the woods? Stiff socks goes camping.
I'm gonna be honest. Broccoli, get it out of here. Just the noodles though, incredible. You know what this needs? A little salt and pepper, little red pepper flakes. I'm in.
But why don't we go camping and bring these and do a pod in the forest?
Dude, I'm down. Any reason to leave this fucking godforsaken city? Go Dodgers.
All right, so this next question is, if your lips and fingertips are turning blue in the cold, what's the priority?
Put it in your ass, warm it up.
There you go. Good idea.
Rub the skin vigorously. Do jumping jacks to warm up. Slowly warm the body with heat or some hot water. Drink alcohol to generate body heat.
Do jumping jacks.
Hold on. Can you go back up to the question, please?
Fingertips and lips.
Are turning blue in the cold. What is a priority? No, what's the priority? Slowly warm the body with heat. Or some hot water. I think do jumping jacks. But it's going to be slowly warm the body.
That's wrong.
Of course. Fucking dumb.
Dude, this is a rage bait quiz.
I hate this. I hate
slowly
this
warm quiz. The body with heat or some hot water. First of all, where are you getting the hot water?
It's also, go inside and get in a sauna. It's fucking idiots. I mean, what's even going on? How do you have hot water?
Yeah, now that I know this is a rage bait.
Because if you have hot water, then you have fire, you fucking idiot. I'm so mad. I'm so fucking mad at everyone.
All right, you find a seemingly abandoned cabin in the woods. What should you do before entering?
Knock.
Check for traps, circle the area, and look for fresh tracks. Open the door slowly with a stick. Knock to alert wildlife.
Knock to avoid or alert water. Jesus. So. Knock to alert wildlife.
I think that too, but it's going to be some bullshit rage, man. Like, check for traps.
Circle the area and look for fresh tracks.
I hate, yeah, honestly, but can we call BuzzFeed directly? Where are they? What's the address? I have pipe bombs I'd like to deliver. Oh, Arlo, what's this one?
Pipe bombs to deliver? Yeah, we have a package. Yeah, a package from Michael Bostein.
Yeah.
Isn't that guy online? Yeah, he just wants you to open this.
Why is it ticking? Shut up.
Shut up. Listen to the Patreon.
All right. This what's next this one is Alpine Air's pork jambalaya. It's got bell peppers, tomatoes, onions, shredded pork, and rice.
Dude. Hold on.
She's already something I'd eat.
This looks like better than most meals I make for myself. It smells so good.
I feel like Gigi eats better than this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This rice looks CGI'd. Yeah, I don't even tell by this rice, but it.
All right. What is this called? Ass jambalaya? Pork jambalaya.
Spicy.
Yeah. It tastes good, but the consistency is absolute trash.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, man. If I'm in the wild and I need some food, I'd rather have this than spiky leaves that smell like onions.
Yeah, I mean, there is a piece of meat right here that like is shredding real cooked.
So,
I don't know when it was, but.
Although, how small do these packages get? Do you know what I mean? Like, can you like fit them in like your backpack or some shit?
Let me look at it.
Yeah, so when it's freeze-dried, it's pretty compact. There's no, like, air in there. You know, there's a packet that absorbs all the oxygen. So you can just put it in a backpack or something like that pretty easily. You can have
Put them on a tour rider.
I mean, honestly, Arlo, we have to put these on a tour rider. But so all you do is add hot water?
Yeah, that's right.
Buddy, these
imagine
are...
Imagine you're at 2,000 feet.
Again, not an ad.
Yeah.
You please buy Factor.
Oh, yeah. Also, all this is not an ad for the second time.
This is way more delicious than I thought it'd be.
I thought it was going to be absolute ass trash.
I thought ass trash.
How pissed are you? Like you're like say 5 hours into like getting lost, and Michael brings out the food already. Or are you? Do you think you're the one bringing out the food, Trev?
I think Trev's bringing out the food. Yeah, in 15 minutes.
The second I run out of Zins, I go fuck it. I'm gonna put some jambalaya in my gums. Gumbalaya. I don't know. I wouldn't bring it out, but I would hint towards it. Man. Well, we should probably get like a full stomach before we really venture off into the. We don't want to hike on an empty stomach, you know. So we can make rational decisions.
You know what I think this would be though? I think you'd be the guy to drink the water too fast.
Oh,
like, buddy, we don't know where we are. And your canteen's gone. You asked me for a sip. I'm like, fuck you, bro.
Dude, I had a hole in mine. It was at the top.
I had a hole in mine. Start lying to me.
I just have to pee every 5 minutes. Like, where are you getting all this bladder from?
Speaking of water, how long can the human body survive without water?
3 days. I already know this.
Yeah, you're right. How do you know that?
I'm a fucking genius, and I drink my own urine.
3 days?
That's it? That's all you got is 3 days?
3 days is it.
And you're done?
Dude, I'm dying.
That's flawed.
I'm dying before these 3 days because I'm not going to have coffee. Every single time I watch like survival movies and these motherfuckers are just, they wake up and they don't have anything. I'm like, how do you even forge with no coffee?
No espresso?
Yeah, there's no 5 energy, none.
You want me to forge without no Folgers?
I mean.
That is crazy.
It's crazy.
If I was on Survivor and it was like week two and they're like, we'll offer you a Keurig if you win this challenge.
A Keurig? I'm
going beast mode.
Well, I'm killing people.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But honestly, going on Survivor and I'd be kind of sick. No phone, caffeine detox. I don't even fuck. Oh, hey, you win $500. Shut up.
You know what's funny? We could do that again. Right now. We could go on Airbnb. We leave our phones in the fucking car. We have no...
Stop.
Okay.
I'm talking about going on Survivor where you're like on an island sleeping on a like bamboo and you're like, we could go on Airbnb.
No, because you're like, that would be sick. Like, fucking caffeine detox, no phones. I'm like, we could do that right now. We don't have to be on Survivor.
Listen, I want to do that in November.
Buddy, what's November? Oh, yes.
I want to do that.
Buddy, you know what product? I mean, we're just doing products now. There's a thing called a block. Have you guys heard of this shit yet?
Yeah, but that shit would piss me off.
But dude, like it's... I'm going to try with writing, man, because like if I leave my place or go on the roof, I write on the roof, you know, because I'm closer if I don't like myself, I jump off. Fiddler!
On the roof.
But if I can only go on like just the notes app and Safari, that's it. I mean, I would love that.
Yeah, but you'd be on Safari on Instagram.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I mean, dude, that's so much friction.
True. That's true.
Anyways, do you have any more?
We got one more.
Yeah, Let's do it.
We got one more.
For your fourth course, we have a dessert. We have Backpacker Pantry's Blueberry Peach Crisp.
Fuck
this
yeah.
This is going to be phenomenal.
And it's only 540 calories with 9 grams of protein.
The packaging looks like a Cliff Bar that you just put water in. Well, I like talking to myself on this podcast.
Oh, like, sorry. I didn't. This is not. I don't know if I'm
going to Kike this man out of the show.
Buddy, I'm serving you food.
Something about dessert as a like a survival meal doesn't sit right with
me. Yeah, you're that comfortable. There's berries on the product. Goblet.
So these are all from different companies, each course. And there's a price range of I believe this one was $8.
Damn.
And what for the entrees, fuck? It was more like $10 to $12.
That's
less than a coffee.
I don't like this. I don't like this. All
right, and this last question is a secret sock. If you guys got into a Freaky Friday situation and switched into your girlfriend's bodies, what's the first thing that you're doing?
Hit.
You're answering like you're me.
What's happening?
You were answering that question like you're me.
Yeah, beat.
What's the first thing I'm doing? I'm not doing anything sexual. I'm saying, tell me everything about Michael.
You're fucking lying.
How big is he?
Look at me. Don't lie to me.
I wouldn't. Out of respect.
Oh, right. We have to.
But wait, is this a survival thing? Will I ever see you again?
Yeah, what is this question?
He's trying to get us both in trouble.
I just got myself in trouble. We have to cut this whole thing.
No. What's the question?
No, you're switched into your girlfriend's body.
Oh.
And Michael, you're switched into your girlfriend's body.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm fucking fisting myself immediately.
I'm her?
Yeah.
I'm my girlfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I am.
No way I would look at my body and say, I don't want to fuck that. That's I'm banging somebody else.
You ever seen your naked body in, like, after a shower? Like, how does anyone want to do anything?
I'm stunned that
you. Look at my weird dick. You know what I mean?
Can we get an answer to that, too?
5'8", weird cock. Yeah, man, let me fucking marry that. Are you an insane person? You would have kids with me? Yeah. You're crazy. Yeah. You know what I'd do? First thing I'd do if I just turned to my girlfriend right now, I'd leave. I'd just leave. I'd leave, go find a fucking athlete. Go find like a D1 tennis player that's going to make it. Yeah, I mean, but realistically, the first thing I would do, I mean, I would go in the bedroom, take a vibrator, and just have a day. I'd make myself come like 40 times. I'd have to eat peach cobbler. You wouldn't? You wouldn't?
No, it's just funny that you're eating freeze-dried survival food.
This is terrible.
This is probably the best one.
I can't.
But this is just oatmeal.
Yeah. I don't like it. Maybe I don't like oatmeal.
That's great. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had to rank them, what was your favorite? What was your least favorite? I know, Michael, you said this one.
This was definitely the worst.
The breakfast was low-key good.
I would say this one, 4. Jambalaya, 3. What was the one right before that?
Ramen?
Before jambalaya? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to switch that. It's this one, 5. Ramen, 4. Jambalaya, 3. Fuck! This peach cobbler, 4. Jambalaya, 3. Ramen, 2. Breakfast, 1.
Yeah, I go number 1. I kind of fuck with the ramen.
Oh, wow. Over the breakfast?
Which is easy.
Okay.
The breakfast, because like if a noodle is still a little crunchy, you're like, oh, it's just undercooked.
Mm.
But it still tastes like a noodle. The breakfast had a crunch to it. I've never had eggs that are crunchy, you know?
Okay, yeah, I get that.
Number 1, ramen. Number 2, breakfast. Number 3, dessert. Number 4, jambalaya.
The jambalaya, I like the spice, though.
The jambalaya, none of these were bad.
None of them were bad.
I would, like, almost might cut my own electricity. But, I guess I have to eat these now.
You could just order these.
But they're $12. It's still, like, not, like, a full meal in and out is, like, maybe $11.
Yeah, I mean, you could get 2 breakfasts out of this peach cobbler.
They make bins where there's, like, 100 of these in account for people who are, like, doomsday kind of preppers. Prepping?
Yeah.
And they'll just... they'll store a bunch, and they stay for literally like 10 years, maybe 20 years.
Let me tell you something. When Michael and I are 65, we're both divorced, doing the loony bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We're going to have a bundle of those underneath our futon with a hot water kettle next to it. I'm going to be sitting there, watch, where's Kiki? And we're just going to be pouring hot water in that eating beef minestrone ramen.
I'm going to be in the corner just cleaning a gun, just counting down the days before I pull the trigger.
And then ChatGPT is going to have like, it's going to be, your phone's going to be taped to a Barbie. You're like, yeah, this ain't a bad game, huh, chat? Thank you, Michael. Yeah, this Dodger game sure is heating up.
Oh, yeah. Gigi's going to be dead stuffed in the corner.
Look at that top day.
Just dead for years.
She's also dry frozen.
Dry frozen.
You're just feeding her. But she's dead, so you're just hitting her mouth.
Oh,
that's,
man.
The saddest thought I've ever
had. That's the saddest thing ever.
Dude, Pluto turns 5 in January. I'm like, stop, dude.
Dude, I know. Dude, Gigi turns 6 in January, bro. I'm telling you, like, I mean, realistically, after that 6, I got another 6. Like, She's half done. Her battery's half done.
Fuck. It's the still moment, a lot. Still a lot.
The moment that she goes, I go.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael, you're an MSG. Really? I'm dead. How am I going to do that?
You're also dry frozen.
Hello, feet. Feet, feet, feet. I mean, dude, I can't even think about it. I can't think about it. When Jesus goes, I'm dead. I'm telling you. What am I going to do? Live my life without Captain America, the USS I love you?
You got to get a new dog and you just keep comparing it to that.
Yeah, I'm going to get Greta 3,
it's
Greta
like,
4.
It's literally getting a divorce.
Yeah.
You like have to re-fall in love with something and you're like, yeah, but you don't do the cool peanut butter trick.
Gigi used that throat. What are you doing?
Excuse me?
Biting?
Those were for real good.
Yeah.
I thought... when technology advances so fast, I assume only technology advances.
Oh, yeah.
I never would assume that somebody's in the lab cooking up better freeze-dried survival meals.
Oh, right. Yeah. They're doing... I thought it was going to be trash.
I mean, I pictured like mush. I thought it was going to be like indiscoverable.
What was that? It's a real question.
Unrecognizable? What? Inedible. Well, or like you couldn't even, like if you showed it on a plate with nothing, you'd be like, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, not recognizable.
That's a word I'm looking for.
I gotcha.
But I thought it'd be like scrambled eggs and it's just like a yellow Colgate paste.
Right. But here's the thing. It's not.
We got to be the first podcast to ever shout out a freeze-dried brand.
Yeah. I mean, unless we're like northface.com. All right, guys. Welcome back to North Face Podcast. Today, you guess it, we're talking about mountains.
It was really legit good. Oh, I got a game. North Face Mountains?
They only talk about... Sorry. That was just funny for me. Go ahead.
I wonder what the most niche podcast in the world is. Like, they only talk about like...
Like buttons?
That's pretty... I can get big. I'm saying they only talk about like one leaf.
Oh, yeah.
I got a
podcast about like that talks about like writing utensils. Oh, look at this pen. Look at this fountain pen. Whoa, look at the flow on this one.
I wish, but like a guy who collects pens, like, dude, I wish I want to feel that way.
About anything.
Yeah.
I know.
I will say, you get a good pen that like glides.
Oh,
like,
bitch.
It feels like the pen's a little drunk a little bit. You're like, oh, you just saw something on this paper.
Can I say this? I don't like a glide pen. I like a pen that's like really like pointy so I can feel it. It's got tact.
That says everything I need to know about you. I like when the ballpoint's a little thicked up.
I don't like that. I feel like my penmanship's fucked up.
Yeah, but it's like you're writing cursive.
I don't write cursive.
But you're not.
All right.
But it's just looping together. It's like laying up. It's like when they hand the baton to the next runner. They're like, T-R-E-V-R-I.
You know what? I want to take that baton and do it all. That's where I'm at. That's why I like when I fuck with that little tact, I can fucking feel it.
Really? Those are so like, I feel like a pencil to me.
I love pencils. I love a good pencil. No, I'm serious.
This is turning into an episode of Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I love a pencil. Like, I mean, I like a pencil more than a pen.
But that's literally the equivalent of like hand job versus blow job.
That's maybe, what do you mean? You don't like a pencil? You don't like a good
pencil? Like a pencil's so dry and like static and traditional, aka hand job.
I do like hand jobs.
A little bit of wetness.
I do like hand jobs more than most things. I mean, for me, it literally goes Captain America and then hand jobs. And then my mom.
And then baseball.
And then baseball, yeah.
Are you going to watch baseball next season? Like when
it's not even one pitch I'll watch.
Yeah, man, it's the World Series in a city you live in. No shit, it's going to be exciting.
I gotta pick a team though.
What the fuck do you mean?
I can't pick the Dodgers. There's two in a row. Just, what type of bandwagon bullshit is that?
Bro, buy one hat, throw it in the dirt, rough it up a little bit. Oh man, I used to go back there in Brooklyn.
It was like 1922.
Bro, come on. Just there's never, dude, if you've lived in a place more than 6 years.
Okay.
Five is kind of the cutoff of like bandwagon.
I get it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Why not? You went to a game last year with Gabe.
I did. I've been to two games.
RIP. He's with us.
Who knows?
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
Miss you.
Miss you too. All right. Well, here's the thing. Maybe, I'll become a Dodgers fan.
You can't talk about how like you were stroking yourself to that. I was. Who would you go for? Who's
probably
close?
The Orioles?
Orioles are cool.
Yeah, Baltimore, Maryland.
Good fits. Good fits.
They got great fits.
Do you like the Ravens?
No.
Commanders.
Commanders.
Is Commanders closer to where you grew up?
Yeah.
How are they doing this year? Rams are fucking cooking.
The Commanders just got the biggest injury ever and are going to lose every game. Jaden Daniels, out. Yeah, so it's going to be such a problem. It's going to be such a problem. They're going to change their name back to the Redskins. Guys, that is it.
How scared are you guys when you're still in your girl's bodies, by the way, when you walk in the door after work? How terrified are
what
you?
What?
Yeah,
what,
I don't understand.
You just...
I
were you like on frozen dial-up for 30 minutes?
I just wanted to get...
You're literally in my microwave clock right now.
I know. I went way back. I just wanted to get one more question.
Okay, go ahead. Ask that question.
Like when you guys are, say like you're in your girl's bodies.
Okay.
You yourself, your human man form.
Okay.
Is coming in from work. How terrified are you that you have to do something with you?
Oh, terrified. I'm shitting on the ground and rolling in it. I'm not getting piped down by me.
Wait. Oh, you hear the door unlock?
Yeah, you hear the door unlock.
It's your girlfriend in your body. She comes in with another girl. I'm like, wait, are you a lesbian or am I hitting? Tell me how it is.
I don't know, man. Maybe I would like to get piped down by me just to
see how I
am. I just want to
know what it feels like. Because you ever ask a woman what sex feels like, she's always like, it's indescribable. Let's put a word in there.
Yeah. I mean, literally.
One word.
C.S. Lewis can describe love. You can't fucking put some words together? Yeah. I would love to actually know what it feels like to get fucked by me.
Like, I wouldn't want to look at me, but I would, I'd turn over.
Yeah.
I'd be a, what is it? Pillow
Doggy
princess?
Style. Oh, pillow princess.
Dog just laying.
Yeah. All right. Did we do it?
Yeah, we did it.
All right. All right, guys. That is it. That is a podcast. Princess. Thank you so, so much. Big shout out to the Louvre heist. I don't know.
That's great.
All right. That's it, guys. We love you, man.
Episode.
Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blouse on a tour, man. And that is it. I got a big old dick.